Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Amanda Brinkman's here, too. She's a new friend. She's Chief Brand and Communications Officer at Deluxe Corp. We'll remind you a little bit about what they do, but she's also Vice Chairman of the Children's Cancer Research Fund, Board of Directors, and a member of the Make-A-Wish Foundation Board. She's giving back like crazy, and we're proud of her for that. Amanda Brinkman, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here. Good morning.
It's good to have you here, Amanda. So one of the things that I'm proud of you guys for is the way you're celebrating small businesses. As you know, as you know by now, that's one of the things I wake up thinking about in the morning and going to bed thinking about at night, is how can we celebrate small business owners? And I know, and I don't want to minimize the fact that the SBA has declared this Small Business Week. But Amanda, around here, every week is Small Business Week.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah, so we're not any more excited about it this week than we were last week or than we will be next week. However, it's a good thing to kind of call it to national attention, and it's a good way to bring certain projects to a head and really kick them off, which is what you're doing this week, isn't it?
That is correct.
So talk to us about what you guys are up to.
At Deluxe, we are celebrating our 100th year of working with small businesses. Thank you. We're proud of the milestone. But as we were approaching our centennial, we said, you know, we need to do something purposeful and meaningful this year to celebrate the centennial. And we thought, you know, instead of making a video about ourselves, let's do something that celebrates these businesses that we greatly admire and we work with every day. And so we decided to set across the country and tell the stories of 100 small businesses over the course of our 100th year.
You've already interviewed a lot of them, right? Or maybe all of them?
Yeah, so we'll be telling the 100 stories throughout the course of the year. So we started in January.
Right.
We've told about 33 so far. And
all
so
right.
They all live.
Where are they? Where are these stories being told? And where can we hear
yes,
about?
Yeah, absolutely. Smallbusinessrevolution.org.
All right.
So they're being told through film and through photo essays, through great Q&As with the business owners. But all of that rich content lives on the website.
Good for you.
Smallbusinessrevolution.org.
Well, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like for you to help me connect with some of those people and get them on my show. I'd like to interview some of them on my show. How about
that?
Can you help me work that out?
Absolutely. One of the great parts about this project is it's been getting a lot of recognition for these 100 businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can attest, you know, small businesses don't always have the kind of marketing budget to get national media attention. So we're happy that's been one of the great effects of this campaign.
Well, you know, we love talking to people like you, Amanda, but we really love talking about Main Street small businesses. So what have you learned? What are some of the things you've learned from these heroes?
Yeah, so the one thread that keeps coming through that we just, you know, applaud and love is the sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
Time and time again, we're coming across these stories where the small businesses are either, you know, rallying together to turn around a neighborhood, or they're relying on each other to get their work done.
We're planted in the ground, Amanda.
What's that?
We're planted in the ground.
I know.
We can't run away. We can't hide. We're not like multinational corporations who can just move their stuff around. We're planted in the ground.
Yeah. No. That's what we love, and we also love that we're seeing. You know, the more people support small businesses, we just love encouraging people. That, you know, when you're supporting a small business, you're supporting your neighbor. You know, this person
that's right.
Gets, probably go to the same school.
The profits we make stay in town.
Right. Yeah, they're paying taxes in your local community.
Yep.
You're supporting a neighbor's dream when you know, choose their coffee shop over a national brand. And so what we're trying to do with this documentary series is really just, you know, kind of create a movement. We want more people to recognize the value of supporting small businesses. And we feel like by telling these really authentic, engaging stories of
mm-hmm.
small business owners across the country, we feel like that will, you know, drive more people's attention to the importance of supporting them.
What else are you learning from them?
So we're learning that there are, you know, so many different reasons that people go into business. We love that, you know, some people it's about a passion for a product or a service. For other people, it's been about being their own boss. Other people, it's about wanting a little more balance with their kids, even though we're also learning that...
Some people got downsized twice in 18 months, and they needed to go to work.
Right, right.
Not that that would be anybody's particular story around here or anything, but you know, but that happened. That happened. Things like that happened back in the 80s, Amanda, and you know, and so yeah, there are a lot of reasons why people do this, and what did you find out that was common to the small business owners that you met? That was what they loved about what they did. How did that manifest in the conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that the one thing was just those that were really still focused on the passion that originally brought them to start that business. Those people seem to definitely be the happiest in what they're doing because they're living their passion and they're focused on it. And at Deluxe, it's part of what we love about working with small business owners because you know we help them with all of their marketing needs. So
you know,
branding to websites.
My business is 26 years old this month, and I think I'm more passionate about it today than I was 26 years ago.
Oh, good for you. This is not
unique, Amanda. I'm not. There's nothing. I mean, I'm a special guy. There's no question about that. This is not one of the things that makes me special. This is classic small business.
Mm-hmm. No, that's what we love. And so, you know, that's why we love helping on that marketing side because a lot of small business owners, you know, they didn't start a business. We talked about all the reasons you start a business. They didn't start it because they're experts at running an email marketing campaign or getting their business cards printed. So that's what we like taking care of so they can focus on doing what they love.
Mm-hmm. So will these people win any – is there any kind of a contest for these folks?
Yeah, absolutely. So – in honor of Small Business Week, we just kicked off a contest yesterday that allows anyone to nominate their favorite small business to win $25,000.
Wow.
And we'll choose a couple of...
Can I nominate myself?
Well, wait till you hear the twist, and then you might think...
Okay, there's always something.
It's a fun twist. So the person who nominates the small business gets to walk in alongside me and give the $25,000 to that small business. So that was why it might be a little awkward.
Yeah, it might be a little awkward, but you know, but for $25,000, I might. No, I'm teasing. I'm just teasing.
You're not.
How can they find out how to? Give us a website quickly.
Oh, smallbusinessrevolution.org.
That's where they can find out about their money, right?
Yep.
Check it out. Smallbusinessrevolution.org. Is that right? Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.